Hamas says a report on Israel's attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla proves Tel Aviv is guilty of crimes against humanity. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh has urged rights organizations to bring the perpetrators to justice. 9 Turkish activists were killed after Israeli commandos attacked the ship in 2010. In the US, a police officer charged with killing an unarmed black teenager is free on bail. The officer's lawyer says his client had no choice but to shoot Romali Graham. But Graham's family dismissed the claim and say their son was simply the victim of his skin color. More US drone strikes in Pakistan's tribal region. 4 people lose their lives after a drone fired 2 missiles at a building in the town of Miranshah in North Waziristan. Pakistan has frequently slammed the attacks as a violation of its sovereignty. Another foreign fatality in Afghanistan. A US-led soldier is killed in the south of the country. NATO blames the death on Taliban militants. No word on the nationality of the slain soldier yet. Nearly 200 US-led soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan this year, most of them American. Another day, another rating downgrade in Europe. Spain's credit rating has been cut by 3 notches. That means the country's debt burden will continue to pile up. The new downgrade comes just days after Madrid managed to secure a European financial aid package for its ailing banks. Massive cash withdrawals from Greek banks just ahead of repeat parliamentary elections. Greeks are now spending their money on food supplies in case of shortages. They fear the vote could result in Athens leaving the Eurozone and cause financial havoc in the country. Egyptian authorities have given the army and intelligence forces the go-ahead to detain civilians suspected of crimes. The law even allows the arrest of peaceful protesters. The controversial ruling comes just 2 weeks after Egypt's decades-long emergency law was scrapped. And the Tunisian court gives ousted leader Zain al-Abidine Ben Ali a life term for his role in Nasser's deadly crackdown on popular protests. Ben Ali has already been convicted of several other crimes. Ben Ali and his wife are currently in exile in Saudi Arabia.